Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Meshe, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. Listeners are invited to call into the show for a reading or with questions and comments. Call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Also, join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. To create a username, register with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Hello. Woo-hoo. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Awakenings. Lots of love and light. I'm your host, Michelle Meshe, or as I like to say, your pilot. Welcome, everyone, in the Sacred Space of Empowerment Room, also known as the chat room, which is also my co-pilots, cohort, and co-hosts. Tamara's doing it right back to me. Hello. Welcome, guests. Welcome, everyone. It's one of those days. It's really great to be with you all today, really with everything going on in the world, in our country, in our nation, in our societies and communities. I always enjoy connecting in with everybody here on this Wisdom Wednesday for Awakenings. If you're just new to Awakenings and you're listening as a guest, that's great. If you'd like to interact and ask questions in the chat or chat with other people in the chat, you just need to register with Blog Talk Radio and get a username of some sort. Otherwise, you can just listen or you can call in. If you have a question or comment, you can call in at 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad. Hello, listeners listening by phone and some of your callers. Welcome, welcome. And I want to give a big hi and hello to everybody that's listening via the archives, of course, iTunes and the other stations, and especially FM Player that is listing us as the top new age and spirituality broadcast on new age and spirituality. So listeners, if you're listening by the phone, that's great. If you have a question, a comment, or you'd like a reading, please press 1. And again, the number, if you're just tuning in, is 347-539-5122. That's 347-539-5122. And press 1 on the keypad. Okay, new people, howdy. Hello, hello. So I want to just talk about a couple things, just to start off with a little bit. Is the new year, new cycle, and I'm getting better and better at this. I have upcoming workshops, one on the bones of workshops. It's part of my Soul Entrepreneurship Program. However, it is a standalone, so you don't have to do the whole program, and it's about the bones of workshops, and that's it's content creation, content writing. I do have a teaching background, and I've done many courses and classes quite successfully and fun. I love doing it. And I helped develop the curriculum for Meditation for Everyday Living, or the beginning meditation class at Agape Spiritual Center. And that was based completely on my book and CD and my 20-plus years as a meditation teacher, trained, initiated in shamanic work, and I did actually a metaphysical course for them as well. That was all my curriculum. But the curriculum I developed for their program at their university that they have at Agape Spiritual Center. And I have quite a few online courses and used to do quite a lot of retreats as well. So anywhere from, 20 to probably 50 people at a retreat. So if that's something that interests you, we're going to cover content creation, the bones of curriculum writing. Because when you write for a school or a university or a spiritual center, you have to also write outcomes. And there's a very specific way. And this way that you're learning too all the time, and your students, your participants are learning as well. And we'll be going over group dynamics, which saved me in the beginning. I had a great teacher in the late 90s that taught me about group dynamics, because I had two situations that I was like, oh my God, what happened? And so that's important. And then, of course, compassionate communication, learning the communication, which I wish most people would do more, because there's a lot of projection that goes on in groups and even one-on-one with other, let's say, psychics or channels or healers. There are wonderful ways, proper, appropriate ways, healing ways to communicate when you're in that sacred space of a session. Because remember, people are opening up to you. And this is why all my workshops have always, I didn't care if I had 100 people at a workshop, there was always follow-up. There was follow-up growth work by, you know, online, email, and there was some sort of follow-up. Because, you know, workshops open people up. And they can, or they can have a breakdown to break through. So you really want to, in my estimation, in my training, you always want to have, getting my water here, you always want to have some resource, something that somebody can go to, or at least an ongoing series that people can use the information. Do you hear the leaf blower? Just let Yoshi outside. And those of you that don't know who Yoshi is, maybe you're new to the program, that's my wonderful little Zen Buddha love joy animal being, my little fur baby. So, and then I believe we have the Soul Entrepreneurship. The first program started last Saturday, and that's going really well, and that's the fourth Saturday of the month. And the third Saturday we have visioning, meditation and visioning for soul-centered living. And this also focuses on your soul's purpose and what you want to draw in for soul-centered living. So if you're interested in any of that, please email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. And that's awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. And put you on the list. I'll send you some information. And, oh, and the other thing is how I work. So I've had some people email me. And you can go to soulplayground.life. Selfandlife.com is still up. There's a lot of resources there. We haven't finished editing and migrating all the data. But basically, if you want a reading, channel guidance, or some mediumship work, soul retrieval, anything like that, that's an hour. And then I have my Soul Path Astrology reading, which I also integrate some numerology. And you can get that for hour or half hour of the channel guidance. So those are three different offerings for you. And then if you want to work within a program, then you can just email me. Again, awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. Or to work personally, that's michelle@soulplayground.life. Okay, hope that. How's that? Any other questions? Because we did have a wonderful woman email me about my Manifesting Your Destiny course. That's a listener. And I want to give her a little hello, a little shout out. And I did get back to her. And we will be doing that online as a teleworkshop in the spring. So, see, I'd listen. People have asked. And so I'd listen. Let's see. Yeah, Sarah. Thank you. Sarah. Another Sarah. I have to tell you guys this story, and I just, oh my God, I was so touched. Okay, so I started on Twitter actually before I was on Facebook. I got on Facebook because of a really, really good client and friend, and I think she even set up the page for me, and I love it because I've met so many people, and so many people from the podcast, and so many people from Facebook that I met listened to the podcast, and vice versa. We have a wonderful community. But I think My techie days, I was on Twitter probably the 2007, I think. So right when it was really buzzing a lot. And they had these papers that you could put together. It's an online paper, and it aggregates, you know, posts that are relevant to your brand or what you're sharing about, what you're talking about. And then it pulls from other people's in your stream, other people's content. So I had Conscious Inspired Living. Some of you might have remembered my online magazine that I actually did start with somebody. It was Conscious Inspired Living. I think this was Conscious Living. Conscious Living was the magazine, the online magazine on Twitter. So it would pull health, nutrition. Then I had Reflecting the Inner Muse, and it would pull from meditation teachers that are on Twitter and maybe Reiki masters and teachers. And then there was one other one that I can't remember the name. So now I was off Twitter for a while. I'm back on again. And so if you want to connect with me there as well, that'd be great. So I started noticing it was this like really harsh energy these newspapers were pulling. And even from like when my wonderful Michelle, a friend of mine, Michelle Castro, has been on the show before, and she does work with Soul Purpose. But the pictures were like, you know, Trump and just angry, Donald Trump, and just all this kind of, it didn't go. But I couldn't figure out, I couldn't figure out how to log in and get rid of these papers. Oh, I asked a friend of mine from that I did the 140 conference with, and I did that speaking engagement. And she said, oh, you just have to go in and log, you know, because I couldn't figure out how to do it. She said, just go and log in and, you know, you can delete them. Well, I couldn't remember the login, and I kept getting bounced out. And so I got a wonderful email, I don't know, a few nights ago, two, three nights ago. And this woman, she says, I listened to your show, Awakenings. I listened to the podcast. I absolutely love it. And she said, I've been following you for years on Twitter, and I love your tweets. You're so inspirational. You've helped me through so much. You have no idea. And then she proceeded to say, something's wrong with your tweet. You're getting these tweets, or you're putting these tweets out that doesn't sound like you. Isn't your content, or it has a different title, but it's not you. Well, I knew what she was talking about. So I right away went and looked, and sure enough, oh, she sent me some screenshots of them. And they're these angry, you know, like Trump saying something, shaking his hand, and I don't know, it was political, all political stuff. And then some pharmaceutical drug stuff, just stuff that I'm totally not into. So I went and looked at my documents and finally found the login info and deleted them. Delete, delete, delete. Yay, they're gone. Yay, they're gone. But what I wanted to share with all of you, and I was so impressed with this woman, I was so touched, Sarah is her name, that maybe she wouldn't come on the show because she has a book out. So I emailed her right away, and I thanked her, and I said, wow, you are so caring and loving, and what integrity to do that, to take the time to point this out to me. And because I saw it a couple times, and it didn't, they don't do a lot, maybe twice a day, but it just screamed in my, yuck, icky, in my feed. So my little part of the stream. So we dialogued a little bit back and forth by email, and then I went to her site to look at her site, and then she opened up to me and said she'd had this very personal tragedy, and somehow she had found Awakenings with Michelle Mache podcast, and that really helped her, that she listened, you know, consistently and listened to the archives, and it helped her through a very difficult time along with my tweets, and she started following me on Twitter from that. And I thought, oh, that was so beautiful. So I sent her a meditation. Turns out she had the meditation already, and she has my meditation CDs. So I sent her something else from my Soul Entrepreneurship program, since she is an entrepreneur. But what I wanted to just share with all of you is just how loving we all are, and, you know, and really can be, that care and concern to reach out to somebody else and say, hey, this isn't you, or, you know, I'm watching this for you. I see this, you know, let me help you. It was really quite wonderful. Very heartwarming, very, very heartwarming. So that was pretty amazing. So before we get to phone calls, and again, if you do have a question or a comment, that number is 347-539-5122 if you're tuning in. You are tuning in to Awakenings, Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the community that comes together across the globe. This Awakenings community is going strong, and so proud of some of you, what you're doing together. A lot of you just really stepping out and stepping up, really connecting to your soul and living soul-centered, soul-aligned. Really, I mean, I get the letters, I get the emails. Some of you call in, some of you are doing workshops with me, and I just see how you are shining, using your gifts. I mean, I want to share a little bit about what's going on because, you know, a friend of mine that actually helps me out, works with me, Josie, she said, let people know what's going on. Use your, you know, your podcast. And there is, yes, so much unrest right now. There's an unsettled feeling. Some of you, the feeling is starting to settle. I want to share with you what I'm doing in this month, for the whole month of February. And I invite you all to try it. And, you know, my thing, you know, people have asked me, well, what do you do? And I go, I work in consciousness. That's my thing, you know. You have to find your thing. And we have many things, right? But one of them, you know, there's going to be a main thing for you. You'll find out what that is, and some of you may already know. And then sometimes it can be multiple things, right? But I've done so much. I've really, what I can tell you 5,000% from experiences that I've had personally and what I see with the work that I do, that as much as possible, moving out of duality, moving out of opposition, even in our languaging. Tammy's heard me talk about this. Many of you have heard me talk about this. It's really important because everything does create a picture. Our language. Why do you think sometimes I write something and people, oh, my God, I resonate. Words do matter and our thoughts do matter. Now, we don't have to have thought police. Everything has to be cheery, cheery all the time and happy, happy. You need to be where you are. You know, if you're angry, you're upset. Heck, I get angry. I get upset. You know, I get pissy, irritated, annoyed, all of it. It doesn't last very long with me because I don't have any judgment on it, so I'm not. My basic tone is about a little joy. I kind of really do like life. And I've been like that since a little kid. So I don't know why. I've always had the contentment, you know, and even to the fact that I remember in the 80s and early 90s doing some programs and people were saying, you're too content. Like it was bad. So then I try to be uncontent and be more striving and out there, more, you know, let's go, let's get it, I'm going for this. And then I started doing other courses and studying with some different spiritual teachers, and everybody was talking about contentment. That's the meditate, bring this content. I said, I remember one of my classes, I said, I had contentment naturally. I thought you're, but then I got told you're not to have it. So it's kind of funny, you know. So it's good to have goals, it's good to strive, but really if you can get that inner peace and calm and that contentment inside, that's a wonderful foundation for anything. And some people have it naturally, don't have to work hard for it or at all, and some do, you know, just compassion. I had to learn more compassion. That was my thing. So why I'm sharing this is that our consciousness does make a difference. And I'm going to give a couple of examples of this because I really want to hit home that all of you, what you're doing individually, the more you individually work on yourself, your own consciousness, the more you move out of extreme conflict within and opposition within yourself, that does affect not only the people around you, immediate, you know, environment, but the world, the universe at large. And that's why, I mean, in the I Ching it says, and scientists have proven this, a sleight of the hand moves molecules, you know, what is it, 6,000 miles away, 6 million miles away across the universe. So there is so many instances of this. I would say for February, my focus is a lot about moving into what is, understanding what is, and getting comfortable what is. We cannot change situations, whether they're personal, individual, collective, whatever situation that you're looking at, whether you're looking at a personal or individual situation in your life, or your relationship, your work situation, or what's worldly, globally, nationally. Now, what it, accepting what is does not necessarily mean agreeing to it. But resistance takes a lot of energy. When you're resisting, there's no opening to the higher self. It's just pushing back on something. It's creating more extreme of the polarity that you're trying to push against or resist against, right? And it is part of the process of grief. It's saying this isn't happening. It's when we are hit with something out of the blue, or we don't know, or we have a shock, the ego personality as protection moves into resistance, or no, this isn't happening. You know, and I'm also trained as a bereavement counselor, and I use that for transitional counseling, that cycle of grief or process of grief that Kubler-Ross started, you know, years ago, and it's applicable to anything. It doesn't matter if you're losing a car, a friend, a spouse, a significant other, a family member, and you know, an animal being. It doesn't matter. It's the same. Or you're losing a job, or you're coming in contact with your mortality, or losing a perception of how you were to how you are now. So that resistance is actually a form of shock, and it's anger. I don't want this. And so that process of grief is circular. It's a spiral, but it's not linear. So some people go to anger right away, and then they go to apathy. Some people go to apathy, then they go to shock. And from shock, they to trying to bargain to get it away. You know, like, I'll do this if you do that. And let yourself be in the resistance, but be very conscious, especially this month. Tell yourself, I'm going to be moving into what is. I am going to see and accept what is, the isness of the situation, the isness of my life. Some of you that have lost your job, you know, I've talked to some people recently that have had breakups. They can't believe this happened. Well, you're still in shock. So tell yourself, this really happened. This really happened. Let's do something now. I want you to think of a situation, whether individually in your life or in the collective, in the mainstream consciousness, what's going on. And we can even start there. Let's do some powerful work on this now, intentional energy work. So I want you to take a deep breath in and just feel the feelings that you're feeling about the situation, and then just tell yourself, it is what it is. It is. This is the isness. I accept what is. And then breathe out and expand your energy. And when you breathe out, bring your awareness more into the subtle energy and create space. It is in the space that the expanded aspect of your being, your higher self, will come through and give you insight and information of what you need to do to help yourself, or how you need to show up in the situation, the circumstance, and again, whether that's individual or having to do with national, global situation or the political situation. Before you do anything, move into acceptance of what is. Until we accept what is, we cannot change it. Change is impossible until you accept what is, because you can't see really what's happening and where the openings are, and there's always openings. So I'm going to share one quick story that reflects this, and then we're going to get to callers. Years ago, maybe I'll do two. There's three great stories, but I'm going to do a Facebook Live maybe later as well on this, because I really want to open the space for possibilities. I want to open the space for all of us individually and collectively for that which we're not seeing yet with our physical eyes. Some of you have heard me talk about this before, or, you know, especially if you're close friends of mine, I do not like giving blood. I don't like having blood drawn. It just creeps me out, makes me nauseous, and I get dizzy. And I think that's because I tend to have low blood sugar and naturally. So years ago, I had to get blood drawn for some nutritional stuff that I was doing, and went to my doctor, who I loved, and I was there, and we were talking, and I had so much resistance. I thought, oh, God, I got to get my blood. I said, you sure you got to take, well, if you want to check these numbers and this number, whatever it was, and do this, da, 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 da. Okay. But I was resisting. But normally when I'm getting my blood taken, I turn away and I think of something else. Well, I finally relaxed into the what is. I'm getting my blood drawn. Okay. I look away, and I'm so relaxed. I can just remember it just like it was yesterday. And I kind of just drifted off, in my contentment and my relaxation of what is. And all of a sudden the doctor says, what are you doing? This is impossible. And she's like, this is medically impossible. And I'm like, what? She goes, I just have to, what are you doing? She goes, because something is happening that is medically impossible with you. And I said, I don't know. And she goes, well, what are you thinking? And I said, I'm thinking I don't want to give you my blood. I just really don't. I don't like it. And I'm just thinking, I don't want to give him blood. And she said, well, could you please think that you want to give me the blood? I said, okay. Why? So then she took the blood and she says, something happened with you that's medically impossible. She goes, I don't know how it happened. Well, guess what? I was so relaxed, but I made a couple mental notes in my head that I really didn't want to give blood. The blood actually stopped being drawn and was going back in my body. Where she said, that's impossible. There's no way that that can physically happen. And she said, I went to medical school. It doesn't happen, doesn't happen. Once the blood is drawn, it always draws out. It follows that airflow, you know, the flow. And she said, you realize how powerful you are? And I said, not really. I said, I was relaxed. So here's what I'm trying to say to all of you. The impossible is possible. What seems medically impossible can happen. By our thoughts, by our intention, it's the energy, because everything is energy, everything is interconnected. That blood is simply a form of energy. It's a complex of energetic frequencies that creates that form. So everything on the planet is a complex of vibrational energetic frequencies, right? Wavelengths, waveforms that are at different varying degrees. And consciousness is that way too. So it's absolutely possible to affect consciousness, right? One more quick one that I've mentioned before. Years ago, my friend Jan, Kaplan, and I, we were going out. We had our skirts on and our heels, and we stopped to get gas. And this man, he must have been in his 80s. And thanks, Tamara. I know, isn't that great? I just was thinking of all these situations that I've had that I've either been a part of or helped facilitate, healings, things that people said were impossible. This woman I worked with that had Sjogren's disease, it was impossible to get rid of. But after healing, doing the work with me, she had no signs of it anymore. And the doctor said, this is impossible, but it happened. So anyway, my friend Jan and I, we stop at the gas station, we pull in, and we see this little old man has his car, his little, you know, how sometimes older people have the cars from, I don't know, looks like the 50s, probably the 70s or 80s, I don't know, 90. Anyway, it was a big, I don't know, sedan type thing, American car kind of big, gas guzzler. And he's distraught. And his car is over the curb. Like when you go in gas stations, there's a curb on either side, kind of a driveway that guides you in. And the guys in the gas station, they were there. They had a pickup, tow truck. And they were laughing. And then, because he had been yelling at them to help him, and they said they can't. It's their law, their rule, that if the tow truck leaves, they have to get paid. So my friend Jan and I, needless to say, were ticked off. That's a nice way of putting it. I was so mad. I was so focused and intent after a few choice words to those guys. And I looked at Jan, and we looked at it at the same time, and we said, we'll help you. We'll do it. We'll help you. And the man's like, I don't know what you can do. My girlfriend and I, in our heels, on the way to go dancing, lifted the car up. Okay, not just a few inches. This curb was about 2 feet tall. Let's see, 2 feet tall, a foot, foot and a half to 2 feet tall. You know, pretty tall. So we had to lift it up higher than that. So I don't know what, a foot and a half. Okay, we lifted the car up. The man was shocked. We didn't even take our heels off. We had our heels on. Intention, where two or more are gathered. We were so fired up and wanted to help this guy. Honestly, I tried to do it to this day. but obviously divine spirit came in, the grace was there. We lifted that sucker up to the other side. I'm not kidding you. And, you know, I'm like 5'8", at the time probably was 125, you know. Put it down, and the guys couldn't believe it. And we said, you lazy, whatever. We just said our little things. And I said, see what you can do when you put your mind to it to help somebody, forever the teacher I am. The man was so touched, and clearly he's probably on Social Security or something. He didn't have much money. He was like reaching in his pocket to try to pay us with $3, and we just said, no, that's fine. We were so jazzed. So why am I sharing this? Again, just to say, I know some of you are in apathy right now. Some of you are very concerned, but there is the power with effective prayer, affirmative prayer, intention. When you harness the energy, but you can only move into the space of what is. In that space, a lot can happen because you begin to see and feel beyond the physical eyes. You connect into the subtle energy where it's all just energy anyway. And so we are able to affect that change because we are in this point of harmony through conflict in the awakenings that is happening. The awakenings that are happening all over are causing a lot of conflict. They're causing a lot of people to come together and harmonize, but it's also sowing opposition. So the way to get around opposition is to be like the energy masters, the Tai Chi masters, right? The martial arts masters that work with energy, because that's what martial arts is. The whole idea with them is to never have to fight, to never have to get in opposition, because they see the energy coming. They feel it coming, and they connect in energetically, right? They sway, they move to the left, they move to the right. Animal beings do this all the time. Kids do this all the time. They feel that you're coming over to pick them up, and they jog the other way, right? Have you ever tried to catch a little two-year-old, you know, or a little doggy that's loose that wants to run around? They're not thinking and watching. They're not even trying to think, you know, I'm going to resist you. They feel your energy of where you're coming. You know, they're telepathic. So move into the telepathic aspect. You know, she does it all the time. I'm planning things in my head that I'm going to leave. She's already at the door. And I have to say, I promise, after the show, we'll do a longer walk. And she'll remember. Trust me, when I'm done at this program, she will be right at the back door waiting to go out. So I want you to join me in this. Email me if you want more insight on this. But this will move us all into more empowerment individually and collectively. Get out of the opposition, us against them, resistance. Even if you're going through your own legal battles or issues, move into the space of what is, the deservability of what you deserve to have. I deserve this outcome or better. I deserve what is most life-enhancing, because that is always the trend of the universe. The universe, through nature, always works towards that which is life-enhancing. And, of course, that higher self, that expanded aspect of consciousness, already knows what's being moved in place. You know, that's what you see, right? That's what you see and feel, right, with the energy. That's what you see and feel when you're dancing. Even when you're dancing with a partner, you can't go, you're going two steps here, one step here. You have to feel the flow. You have to be led. You have to be guided in it. So the more you can align your individual flow with universal flow, that's where the openings are. That's where the synchronistic connections are, the synchronistic messages, that's where the openings are. And that is for anything that you're not liking happening, whether it's individual, collective, on a societal level, again, a national level or global level. You have to first match it. You have to first align with it. You have to accept what is. And in accepting what is, again, it doesn't accept the situation, but it accepts this is what's happening. This is the isness. And create the space. Take a few breaths in. Connect with what it is. Breathe out. Create the space so the insight can come in. Akito. Yes, Tamara. Akito. Hey, everyone in the chat. Let us get to colors. All right, 780-994, you're on Awakenings. Welcome.
Hi, Michelle. This is Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Michelle. I'm doing great. It's great to connect.
Yes, this is my first time listening to your show, actually, so I thought I'd
call
in. And great show so far. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. And did you have a question or a comment?
Well, I would love a reading. Do I need to ask a question, or do you just kind of go with what comes up?
Well, I could do both, but I prefer for the show, just ask a question. So you're involved, you're a participant. Yeah.
Okay, so I guess I'm just kind of curious. My sense is I may meet someone at work because I'm single.
Yeah,
relationship, at work or around work. So I'm just kind of curious what your thoughts are, please, and thank you.
I definitely do feel somebody around you. That was the first thing I was going to say was the question was a relationship, or starting to say. I feel around work. I feel like in the environment. Now, that could even be you driving somewhere. Is there a park or business park near you? Or maybe
no,
it's a school.
Well,
there's islands or something. I don't know what I'm seeing. There's like grass, and then there's a walkway and grass again. Is it a university, and you're walking through it?
So I actually work
Are you
in
planning
the oil
on taking courses?
Industry.
What is it?
The oil and gas industry. So I work up north, and then there's kind of like a lake close by. So I'm not sure if that's.
But is there grass around there?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Okay, it seems like a park. Now, I don't know. It might be I'm also hearing a conference or workshop or training of some sort.
Okay.
And there seems to be somebody around that. You might be going to another area. I feel like I don't know if it's a training center or a school, but it's like I can't think of the word. What is it? The quad, the knoll, there's something like that.
Okay.
And I see you meeting somebody. Do they send you on trainings?
I'm supposed to actually go just for a day to meet with a different department.
Okay.
So it's just about 3 hours away, actually. So it's just part of our company, just a different location. Yeah.
Okay. It might be around that, because there's something about you meeting somebody. It's weird you said at work, but I felt around the work situation and around the work circumstance. Yeah, so you could be at the same meeting or training or something, and I feel there's going to be more than one. And because I can see you like eating lunch, you know, you're kind of getting to know the area. There feels like there'd be some non-familiarity of the area that I'm seeing.
Oh, okay, interesting.
And you meet somebody. Now, I don't know if it's right then or when you come back, but I know that what I'm telling you is the marker. It happens around the situation is what I'm hearing. Yeah.
Oh,
it's the marker of it. But it's showing definite. Yeah, it's showing definite time. Definite. Yeah. And
Very
if it's
cool.
not this time, then I would say by May. It's definitely showing a relationship around you. There's a drive,
awesome.
So I don't know if where you live there's a longer drive to get places, but I feel like it's a bit of a drive to see him, to connect.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, that's the thing. Like, there's in Alberta, we're kind of spread out, so most people don't generally live close to you.
Okay, that's why. Okay, that's why then. All right. And is it very – it's really green there?
It's
a lot of greenery.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a little ways away, but I do see you back and forth, and I do feel he has a dog, I almost want to say, like, I don't know if it's German Shepherd, because the nose is a little, it's not as pointy, but it's a beautiful brownish, like a golden, it's not a golden retriever, but like a golden-y brown dog with a little bit of black in it. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, enjoy. Keep us posted, Michelle.
Will do. Thank you so much, Michelle. Have a great day.
You're welcome. You too. Keep listening. Hi, 917-756. Welcome to Awakenings. You're on air.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you for having me. I have a question regarding career, you know, or just next future.
What's
endeavor.
Your first name?
And I'm, Liliana.
Liliana? Okay, Liliana. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. From New York. I'm struggling because I, you know, there's so many different paths to take, but I'm afraid to know which one is really going to be. I don't want to, you know, I'm 40. I don't want to go down a road and then say, oh, this isn't for me, and I wasted a year or two. It's sort of like I really want to go with, and I've tried going into my heart and, you know, looking within, and just there's so many options. So I was seeing if you can provide some guidance or if you can.
Okay. And what is your pick? You want, think of something. And you're doing a complete career change?
Well, yeah, I'm in the corporate world right now, and I mean, I can stay here. And it'd be comfortable, I guess, but I'm not. I wouldn't be happy.
No, it's showing you're making a change due to your values, principles, something, and lifestyle. You're wanting to live differently. So, part of what I feel is that you're part of it. You need to take some little more time or space for yourself to feel it out. And what, do you mind sharing what it is that you're thinking of doing?
I was thinking about, you know, doing something and, you know, working with animals, you know, for just basically an advocate for, you know, animal rights or treatment, especially with, you know, the animal agriculture industry.
Okay. That looks good. It shows you need to read up on it more or research it more. The thing that I would suggest to you is whatever you do, if it had a communication component, you would do very well at it. Now, that could be blogging, videoing. That could be, you know, editor of a magazine, you know, or starting up a magazine on this or working for a magazine or some type of information that circulates. And because you also have a very creative eye, especially with photography, pictures, putting things in words of pictures. You know, I keep seeing like a magazine format. Have you ever thought of anything like that?
No, I haven't really. I struggle with writing, so you know, I have writer's block and it's so frustrating, you know.
Let me tell you, sometimes what we most study, sometimes what we most struggle with is what the direction we're supposed to go in. I had a client that I worked with, for many years, who has a best-selling book out, and she fought me tooth and nail about writing a blog. She hated the computer. Now she's like a whiz on the computer. I think she has like over 10,000 followers on her Instagram. She works with a lot of celebrities, but she was worried about writing because she kept saying, I misspelled it. Who cares? I said, they got somebody for that. They got spell check. It was in her destiny, and she resisted it. She fought it so much, and, you know, her blog is worldwide as well as her book. But I feel like you're going to do something in circulation. So if you are an advocate, maybe you're the acting editor, the editor of the journal, whatever it is that I'm seeing, or you're writing for it. But you do have a strong focus on communication. Give me your Liliana, real quick, your birth date. I want to look at something cycle-wise, please.
Yeah, 2/25/76. The other thing I was also thinking was doing this with humans, basically creating like a healing center or working with some friends on, you know, creating like a retreat and, you know, having classes there and experiences and
Well, that could be what I'm seeing, that you having to put out the newsletters, or you have a newsletter or something going out, or a little magazine. All I can know is I can see you having, and this just confirmed it, looking at it from a numerological point of view. You see, you want something that is, there's a part of you that likes safety, security, likes to have something in manifested form. So a center would be good. Now, what I want to warn you is there is a part of you that also likes to explore new things and doesn't want to be roped down or tied down. So if you do something, it would be good to do something with other people, that so the whole thing isn't dependent on you. Right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, whatever that magazine that I'm seeing is going to be, it's going to be crucial to whatever you're doing. And if you do start a center, most centers, if not all centers, always have a magazine or stuff that goes out about classes and workshops. And I see you writing. I see you, the editor or whatever. I see you, you know, like it says note from, you know, I know like Yoga Journal, they have note from a few people that started it. So-and-so has their opinion, and they, I don't can't remember their names, which talks about the month. You know, there's three of them. So you can do the animal advocacy on the side if you want. There's something about fundraising around you and charitable organizations and giving back as well. So that would be a piece. The thing I would suggest is to do some of the work now, research it more, and that's going to help you go in the right direction. See, I feel like with the animal advocacy, that's something that you might work with others. You might join with others or go to work for something like that. And you may end up doing that for a while, but there is a part of you that wants to have something that's your own. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's your own company or your own business. Yeah. So you want to fund something. You want to, you know, you want to have something intangible, like a storefront or online. You want to have something in tangible form. So more aligned to that is the center.
I'm sorry, more aligned.
I just want you
to
make sure. Yeah, you're more aligned to actually having the center. That doesn't mean you don't do the doggy advocacy work, but you but there is something in your natal energy where you want to have something that is yours, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thanks for calling in. Keep listening. It's great to connect. Hey, everyone in the chat. Howdy. Okay, 860-757. You're on Awakenings.
Hi. Thank you so much. I'm wondering where I connect in this universe.
Did you want to speak?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
My name is Lisa.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Hi, Lisa. What's your question?
I am getting better for the first time in 17 years. I'm looking to go hopefully back to work at least part-time, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing in this world.
What do you want to do? What are you drawn to?
I was drawn to healing work. I was a barber. I seem to think I'm too old to start over trying to build a clientele again.
Don't say that. You enjoy it. But your barber, you don't know if you want to be on your feet that much, though, right? That's what I'm hearing. There's something that you're...
Well, yeah, I'm not well. I'm just...
Oh, that's what. Okay. Well, I feel like you could start the barbering, you know, on a part-time basis, start little by little. Have you ever thought of doing something of going to people's homes?
Tried that.
And maybe
dangerous.
What?
Very dangerous.
What?
I tried that 20 years ago. I tried that, and it's very dangerous these days,
okay,
too.
Okay, you didn't like it. Okay. What are you – because there's something where I see you driving from home to home, so I don't know what that is, or location to location.
I don't know. That would be hard for me, too.
Okay. Well, there's something coming up with – and I don't know, part-time work, something where you're driving – but it's not every day. It's like twice a week or something. Were you working in your home or out of your home?
No.
And nobody. And okay, I don't know why I'm seeing this with the driving and so, well, maybe it'll come clearer. I'm getting to go back to that, but don't do it as I'm not really seeing the healing work. And I'm not seeing full-time work. I'm seeing more 2-3 times a week. Is there something with the energy? Maybe it's somebody driving you somewhere. I don't know. I feel like is there something with the energy? Your energy is very low, right, with what you have going on?
Yes.
Okay. So you can't really
severely dry eyes, so getting in a car and driving, I keep having to pull over and put drops in my eyes, so that would be very hard.
Oh, maybe that's what I'm seeing. Because I see you driving and pulling over. Okay, that might be what I'm seeing. Okay, because I thought, where is she going? In the car, I see you driving, and then I see you pulling over to the curb. Then I see you driving and pulling over. Okay. But somebody, it's so funny you just said that, because I heard the voice, somebody is going to help her. So I don't know if it's a course or classes, something you are going to be driving to, and I feel that there is going to be somebody that you, a friend, I feel like it could be a new friend, by the way, female, that goes and picks you up or drives you. You're gonna study some. Maybe it's on healing. I don't know, but I definitely see the working with the hair again. I definitely see you reaching out to some kind of workshop or course or class. It's a series of them. It's not just one thing. And somebody, I don't know if you probably meet there, because I see you taking it and then thinking, I can't do this, or I don't have the energy for this. And the person that you befriend in the group says, I can drive you. I live on the other side of you. I can pick you up. And it's a start of a friendship, and it's the start of you getting out more. But I do hear, not to push it, it says go back to what you know. I feel like there could be clients. Somehow it seems like it's easier. It's easier for you to connect back in that way, because you're right. You don't yet know what the next step is. And I feel that is going to come. I feel like you're probably going to do a couple things. I feel like a day or two a week or 2 days or something like that, you will do the barbering, and then there is something new that's coming up for you. And I do see you getting stronger. I do feel it's about the real strength, is again, is about another year and a half till things really pick up for you. But you're on your way. You're definitely on the mend.
Well, that sounds good.
All right, Lisa. I'm going to send you some shots of some healing light, okay?
Really appreciate it. Thank you. All right,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, 860-836. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. To whom am I speaking with?
This is Amy. How are you doing?
Did you say Amy?
Yeah.
Hi, Amy. Doing great. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes, I have a question. I've really become my best friend, and I've been really, I just feel like I'm really close to meeting a good partnership for me, as far as romantically, but more like a partnership, to somebody to walk and share my life with. So I'm wondering what you see for that, maybe sometime soon.
Let's look and see. It's interesting. I feel around you, and I feel other people, there could be other callers, some people that called in already are listeners. I do feel like there is a real strong pull for relationship right now, and this aligning up to do things together, you know, not just date, but
exactly.
Yeah. And your energy, it seems to be May, June, it gets it comes in more clearly. Let me ask just the month and day of your birth. Just the month and day.
I'm 12/16.
Okay. Oh, that's why. Okay. Because I'm getting, that's why, because I was saying time of Gemini. So it's opposing. Yeah, there's something. Do you go away for the holidays or something? Do you go away at that time? May, June?
No,
May into June?
No.
Okay. And nobody around you with some, well, there's something that's going to come up around you. I don't know if it's a wedding, a birthday. It's some kind of party, some kind of celebration. And I'm seeing a lake, and I'm seeing, oh, what is it, like a little pier or something, like that you walk down, some people
okay.
fish there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where is that?
Okay.
Do you know where I'm talking about?
Kind of. I mean, there's this, I don't know if, do you think I know this person, or is it somebody completely new?
Let's ask. Well, have you been out of touch? Because I almost feel like reunion. I feel like that's why I asked if wedding or birthday party, something coming up, and it seems to be like a gathering with friends. It seems to be like a reunion or people you haven't seen in a while.
Okay.
You're going to be more more social. I don't know if you haven't been social. I feel like
I haven't been. It's just been a really because it's not because it's winter either. My frequency is changing and people, the world's different now. I mean, I still like talking over the phone and people don't. They just don't. And it's just it's kind of annoying. I hate to say it that way. I'm really direct, but it is in the sense of like I like connection. I like conversing. I like being focused, you know, and just really getting to know a person, whether it's a female or a male, you know, and
mm-hmm.
the world's just different now. So, I am getting out as much as possible. So,
okay. Well, you're probably what I see, and maybe it's because of the weather, that May, June time, you really start to activate, probably around a little bit around April, but I'd say as we get towards the end of spring, into summer, you're really activating. It may be some of these phone calls, but I see it in person. I don't see it's a phone conversation thing.
Go
ahead.
Oh, I'm just
there
asking.
There is a return
you
from
see
somebody.
Him, do you
go
see
ahead.
Him near me or like in the state or somewhere else?
No, local. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know what that environment has to do. There is going to be somebody around you, too, that I feel like he could be a doctor. I don't know if a chiropractor. I feel like medicine, medical field of some sort, a practitioner of some sort around you. But here's the thing. It's coming up as the weather gets warm. Take those invitations.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, do you
take
mean like other suitors? Like other people who want to date me or just going out?
Well, just going out.
Okay.
Just going out, yeah. I feel like there's somebody that's going to come back in for a little bit, but that might be more phone. I don't know. And that guy feels to be at a distance. But there does seem to be somebody that comes in or or you might have dated for a while and you're just friends. There is somebody else that's coming around you. And then I feel that, and I'm hearing I'm hearing the name Nick. I'm also hearing a John or Jonathan.
Okay.
I don't know if you do online. I don't know. I'm not. It might be that, and then you end up meeting up. Maybe
interesting.
He invites you to the thing. Yeah,
it's
I think it might be online.
What's so weird is this guy from Facebook. I don't. We've been conversing. His initials are RS though.
RS. Okay.
Yeah. He was interested.
And not a rich. Okay. And you haven't met up with him yet then?
No. He's in Florida.
Okay.
But
well,
he's very.
That might be the one that I'm.
Okay.
He's very what?
He's,
that
he's
could
very.
Be the one that I. Go ahead. We have a delay. He's
sorry,
very
I'm
what?
Sorry. Go ahead, Michelle. Michelle, go ahead.
Oh, well, I feel that. No, I don't feel it's him. I feel that one is going to be more online or telephone.
Yes.
And
okay.
Does he have dark hair?
Yes.
Okay, that's the one then. Okay, because I see the one with dark hair is showing he's kind of in and out. I feel there could be another woman around there or he's not done or finished. There's something going on there. But but he seems phone connection. He's around you. He'll probably be in and out. And then there's another guy that I feel could be from the past or just stays friend. And he's also in and out. And then it's the third one that I see coming in. is the one that I see you lining up with. Yeah. And let me explain something to you. You're in what I like to call, it's the shadow. It's the emotional shadow. So you will get somebody that reflects the shadow of you. And,
got it.
And shadows can be positive, as you know, or negative. You know, people are troublesome. Yeah. But it can also be showing you where you want to go and what you want. So
right.
I feel that this person is kind of out in the world more. Kind of okay. goes a lot. So kind of going to pull you a bit out of your shell.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's a Virgo moon. So part of me,
yep.
It's interesting. I'm a Sag, but I have a Virgo moon. So I kind of like the privacy part. And then the Sag wants to be social. So it's polar opposite.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Well, it's squares. So it's bringing you into some kind of action. I feel like this guy is going to help balance that out. So you have more of a balance. Yeah.
Okay, and you see me meeting him more in May, more strong in May, you're saying.
Yeah, I would say I kept hearing May, June. I feel spring, summer, that's what I'm getting. Yeah, it's definitely warmer because you're outdoors. And wherever that lake is, I'm seeing with the pier or beach area, whatever it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm?
All right. Well, that's fun.
All right. Great. Thanks for calling in. All right.
And you.
Whoops. Yes.
Thanks.
Hello. What were you going to say, Amy? Hello. You're on air.
Yes. I think you're wonderful. I think you're just direct, and I just love your reading. And this is my first time calling. So thank you.
Oh, welcome, Amy. Welcome. Thank you.
Yes.
Well,
you're welcome.
Joining us, we're here every Wednesday, and normally we have a guest at this time, but the first part of the show, I always do readings and answer questions and do dream interpretation, and so it's lovely to have you here.
Thank you. Thank you for having
the
show. All right.
Thank you so much. All right. Good to connect.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. 646-729, you're on air. Hello.
Hey, Michelle, it's Owen.
Hey, Owen.
How you doing?
Great. How's your move going?
Good. It's going really well. I'm actually calling about a job. I just applied to a job which looks and seems pretty perfect for me that is basically very similar to what I was doing in my last job, and I just wanted to see if you could pick up anything with that, if you had any feelings about whether or not.
You know, when I tune into your energy, I always see you outdoorsy, and I see you on a bike.
That's so funny. I feel like you've said that for years. That's funny. I actually don't.
Have I?
Right, yeah. Like I remember when I called in, like, 5 years ago, you said that several times. I actually don't ride a bike, really, but there's lots of around. So maybe you're picking up on that.
Oh, maybe that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they friends of yours, or just it's just in the area?
There's just kind of a lot of young people who ride bikes around. I don't know. Or maybe it's
okay,
a sign. Maybe I'm supposed to start biking. There is actually a bike shop right at the end of my street.
See, I know. It's weird. It's in your energy field.
Yeah.
Denise is saying, Owen, get a bike. Yeah.
Maybe I should.
Yeah, why not? Yeah, it's funny, sometimes. I remember years ago I read for this woman, and she was in Aspen. And the first time I tuned, I always saw her in pink. And one time I saw her with pink balloons, all these balloons around her, and a pink and white polka dot top. And she started laughing because she had a gift store that had flowers and balloons, and she was doing some, you know, delivery. She was getting stuff ready for delivery, and she was calling with all these balloons around her, and she said she always wore pink, and she happened to be wearing pink and white polka dot shirt. So every time I saw her, I always saw this pink and balloons.
That's
around.
That's so funny.
You know? So,
wow,
yeah.
That's great. I love it. Wow.
let's look besides you getting that bike.
Yeah. I'll write that down.
Well, now you tell me there's a bike shop. Everybody's riding their bike around here, and there's a bike shop. That's
yeah,
my remote
I
viewing.
Forgot.
To start
it's literally right
in.
At the end of my street. I totally forgot. That's funny.
Okay. Okay, well, it is showing. Did you just meet with these people?
I actually just before I called, I just put in my resume and cover letter, so I haven't heard back from them yet. But I think I'm pretty perfect for the job.
Yeah, let's see. Well, it does show cooperation. It does show a new job. Let's see, is it this job? But you have to come in and meet with them. That's where it gets kind of tricky. Because it does show a work coming in. Did they ask for references?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, because I do see them calling people. They actually will. But now I'm also getting music around you. Don't you do
that? Yes. I am a musician, and I've actually just started recording again. So that's kind of like a side thing that I'm doing, not really anything for money yet. Yeah, but that's a huge...
But I do see you playing. Now, what is this? What is this? Is this with computers?
The recording or...
Oh, I guess recording.
Oh, the job, That's what you're talking about. Yeah, there are computers involved. It's actually, it's working in a museum and a library doing like collections kind of stuff. And
but you're inputting a lot of stuff. I feel there's going to be heavy computer work. There's a lot of, there's a lot of inputting of something. Yeah.
That would be,
It's looking like a yes. And it's looking like there's some flexibility with it. So down the road, like you may put in more hours and then be able to take off or something. Because I do see the music coming up again. I see that more prominently and even some recording, but also live singing, live stuff happening.
Yeah, I'm focusing more on that, too, because I'm not working right now, so I have this extra time to really be writing and recording, and that's been good, because I just got back into that, and I'm loving it. So.
Oh, good. That's going to be really fun for you. And is this also going to be at night? Or maybe that's the recording. Something at night you're at the computer for a long time.
Yeah, I'm always recording at night, late at night.
All right. A little night out.
And do you see any, like, because I've done most of what I've done with my music is just solo, like me and the guitar, and some just like vocal tracks, overlaying vocals. But I'm really at a point right now where I want to be collaborating with people in terms of like production and getting a fuller sound that's not something I've done in the past. But I'm a singer by. That's really what I play guitar, but my voice is my main instrument. And that's my dream really is to be, to be a recording artist and to be working in the studio and having production and, so do you see anything around that?
I feel like August, September, October, I almost feel like, Owen, you have to do this other job. There's this part of you that has to go through something then to really do what it is you really want to do, that you love to do.
Yeah, I think you're right. I really feel that for myself. It's weird. I feel, because I've always kind of had like a bunch of different kind of non-conventional jobs. Like I'm a massage therapist. I'm not licensed here yet, but so I've been able to have my own schedule. This is like a regular job, full-time job with benefits. And I don't know why I feel like I need to sort of prove it to myself that I can do a job like that.
There's something about you completing that. It's like something you completing that and then you turning around and saying, that's it. I'm really gonna go for this. I'm really gonna put
cool.
this.
Cool. Yeah. I really feel that too for myself. So that's a good affirmation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course.
So it's after the summer.
So
after
so
the summer, the energy seems to change.
All right.
It's hard to say because you just put it in. It just showed
it's
so new.
Yeah.
But it does show a job coming to you, and I see you on the computer a lot. I see you inputting stuff, like research or, I don't know, inventory or
that,
something. There's a lot.
Is that it? Sounds very,
okay.
That's exactly what it would be, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where you're more working, you could even have headset on. You're more going to be, I almost feel like a research lab. You're by yourself a lot doing this job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
so maybe that's it.
It sounds like it's it. It sounds like it's it. And it seems like it's, I don't know, 2 weeks maybe. It's pretty quick.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're looking for somebody on the more on the quick side. And the fact that you've done it before, I think, will be good.
Yeah, I think I'm very qualified. Yeah.
Yeah, something about this job I like. I feel like as they get to know you more, and maybe you're kind of buddy with the supervisor or something, I don't know. I feel like they're going to know about your music, your other interests.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see you sometimes leaving early or staying late at night. Or it's kind of like getting things done. I don't feel like it's so much about the hourly. They're not so nitpicky about the hourly. It's like if you get things done ahead of time and there's no more work, I feel you'll be able to go home or go early, you know.
Cool. Yeah, that sounds good to me.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe even bring the work home. I don't know. But there seems to be some flexibility. There's some reason you're going to that job. Something about the connecting with certain people and something you're going to learn about yourself that you're going to take into the changes that I'm seeing in after the summer months. It could be August, September, but I'm really feeling October. There's a energy moving you in a new direction.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you,
Looks
Michelle. That was very enlightening. I appreciate that.
So welcome. Thanks for calling in.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
I love doing readings. Bye. Okay, I do see bunches of people on the switchboard in the queue. However, you might just be listening by phone. So if you happen to be listening by phone and you did want a reading or you had a question or comment or sharing, press 1 on the keypad. Okay? Press 1. I see you, but you got to press 1. Lets me know. Tamara put, Owen has had another shift, such lightness in being. Yes, I know. Isn't that funny? And I'm seeing bikes, and he's got the bike shop. There's just bikes all around him, people riding him, bikes stopped. So any other questions? We are kind of winding down. All right, so I'm going to answer some of the email questions. If anybody wants a reading or dream interpretation or just to call in and say, hey-ya, hi-ya. Oh, we got somebody here. Then just call me, 347-539-5122. Press 1 on the keypad. What's that song, Deborah Harry? Call me. Da-da-da. Maybe I better not sing that. I love you guys. I'm so comfortable with you guys. Okay, we've got a private call here, 1111. Is this?
Hi, Michelle.
Queen?
I love you,
is this
too.
Queen?
Oh, it
hi,
is.
Queen. Oh, the day. Queen is here. Hi, Queen.
Yes, hi. I'm standing in line getting my passport, so I might get interrupted. But with that said.
Oh, that's a reminder. I need to do that.
Oh, there you have it.
Do that. Yeah.
Yes, for sure.
Yes.
Where do you see me traveling to on this planet?
I feel you're wanting to live, is this true, live differently?
Yes.
Are you planning? Yeah. Is there island energy, my dear?
I'm feeling that.
Uh-huh. That's what I'm feeling. Island energy. Travel. But you might be wanting to move. Is that true?
I'm vibing on that too.
Yeah. You might end up moving. There's definitely travel, and I feel island. I feel water around, but there also is looking. It's looking like you're actually contemplating an actual move. And that's interesting, Queen. And starting some kind of group home center, something there, something more community. Are you thinking of a community?
I am thinking of a community, not necessarily starting it, but thinking of being a part of
one.
A community.
That's what it is. Ah, okay. Queen, you may just do that. I see you checking it out. Dream Master saying hi. Sister, so is everybody is in the chat. Tamara, Crystal Bowles, Denise, Dream Master. Now, when are you? You're doing this pretty soon, though, right?
I'm just getting my passport. And tell them all I said hi to. I was smiling for my picture, so that
oh, okay.
I couldn't speak at that moment. But I'm just preparing. I live out in the rural now, and it's not, you know, it's becoming, even though it's beautiful and, you know, mm-hmm. private, and I could have that somewhere else, that, you know, it's a long commute, and the community, there is no community, so to speak.
Well, it's showing community around you. It's showing people, and there's some kind of, I don't know, it's showing community. That's the word I'm hearing. That's what I'm seeing. And I'm also seeing some kind of center or group where people are meeting. I do see you, it might be an intentional community or something, but there's people pitching in. There's classes, there's workshops. I don't know if I'd say workshop, sharing, where people are coming in and doing some kind of training or something, like showing how to, I don't know if it's, what's it called? It's not sustainability, not hydroponic. I can't think of the word, but yeah. Wow, Queen.
That's possible for sure,
yeah.
And I'm open to those possibilities. But like I said, I'm getting this passport to travel and see more of the world.
Mhm. And see where you're connecting, right? But
yes.
I feel like you have a community in mind, right? That's what I'm sensing.
No. And there's
not yet. Okay.
There's people suggesting that they're going to do things, but I don't know that that's where I want to.
Oh, okay, because it shows you're already talking to somebody, so maybe it's just people coming together.
Someone
you know what,
has,
you're in rural, but I more see you around water for some reason.
Water's good.
Yeah.
I'll take
water. Yeah.
Yeah.
Water's
He's
good.
Taking me back.
This Queen, now this
He's
is
taking...
the first. This is the first, having somebody call from the passport.
Well, you know me. I'm out in the world, but I'm in the world, but not of the world, so to speak, you know? So here
right.
I am, and I'm going back for another picture because I had my eyes closed. He said it's the first time. He didn't notice it. Imagine that. I put a spell on him. Now I'll keep my eyes open and I'll do my best. And it was
your
a nice picture, too. Yes. Are they open? He's taking another one to be
you're
sure.
You're going to have to stand straight
Still?
Ahead.
Okay, look straight ahead.
Not sideways.
Well,
okay,
you can tell
forward.
Us when you get finished with your passporting. Maybe I'll come back to you, Queen. We got another caller. I'll come back.
Do that.
We've got time.
Do that.
Okay?
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. What a confirmation. I need to get mine renewed. Hi, 703-566. You're on Awakening.
Hi, this is Emma. How are you?
I'm doing great, Emma. Welcome.
Thank you. Well, it's I'm trying to make some changes with my life, career-wise, romance, and I guess I'm just trying to figure out where I need to start first, where the energy is most needed.
Ooh, let's look at where's the energy for Emma. Well, it's saying follow the synergy of your heart. Follow your heart. Let go of the thinking and follow more
mm-hmm.
of the feeling of what you're drawn to. And it's showing it's going to be a little bit of both. I don't feel it's just one thing. I feel that
okay.
It's going to be a lot of things opening up for you. Let me see.
I hope so. I need it. I need a change.
March, April, May. Not that far off. Starting next month. Shows you
okay.
out more. Now, let's see. There's something been holding you back.
Well, I had a loss in the family, so I'm taking care of elderly. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, it says working with your beliefs
okay.
of what you can and cannot do.
Okay.
And I do see, and maybe it is the loss that you're saying, because I see a little bit of, like, I don't know, tired.
Mm-hmm.
There's
yeah.
some kind of apathy relief, but like it's apathy, kind of overwhelm, but also tired. So
yes.
it could be that you're still in a healing phase from what you were going
okay.
through.
Well, I'm also
sense.
Taking care of elderly parents, so that could be it too.
Oh, okay. You are now?
Well, yeah, sort of. Yeah, okay. I am. I mean, you know,
okay.
making sure everything's okay, arrangements and everything.
Okay, that, yeah. That, yeah, so March shows your energy up a bit more and you out a little bit. And then I would say May, there's something transformative for you, probably mid-May, around the 15th through about the
okay.
20s. That, and maybe that's because you, after making arrangement, healing more, you're kind of out to get there. I definitely see girlfriends around you. Going out,
okay.
I can see laughing. So yeah, you'll be ready to kind of get in the swing of things by that point. You'll notice
okay.
a nice change and upliftment in next month, but I feel more of it really is that May. You're having to get rid of stuff. I see you packing or something too, getting rid of things. So
yeah.
So you're just it's exhausting. it's difficult. Yeah. So,
and
but
do you
you're gonna you'll snap out of it.
And do you see romance coming soon?
Let's see. Well, see, you got to get not till probably May on, and it might even be the
okay.
summer months. I don't know. So
okay.
you got to get your little juju back, you know. But who
okay.
are these girlfriends? I almost feel like they're longtime friends. There's two of them.
Yeah.
Do you know who I'm talking
yeah.
about?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I do.
I feel you're going to meet somebody, get out. It could be getting, you know, drinkies, happy hour, food, something. It's a
okay.
restaurant. I see
okay.
some guys talking to you. That's the start of it. That, and there's a
okay.
guy, there's a Brian or a Bruce, and there's also going to be a Ken around you.
Okay.
And so, yeah, you're definitely going to meet somebody, but it's going to start very kind of light and casual. I can hear you telling one of the girls, I don't even know if I'm ready or I want to take it slowly. So
okay.
you're kind of like a little puzzle that's getting put back together, but,
okay.
in, you know, but a little different picture is being lined up. But
and
yes,
career-wise?
I see relationship. Hmm?
Career-wise?
What about career? What do you want to know?
Just advancement, new opportunities, maybe even new environment.
That seems to be more next year. I feel this year is more about healing and social.
Okay. Okay.
And, yeah. I feel money's left to you, too. I feel like there's a little cushion.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah, and so a little trip or something, it shows. I love these girlfriends. I can see you giggling and laughing. You're going to be like the Three Musketeers again. You're going to be going out. That's it. You're social. You're going to be putting yourself out there, and that is the next step, the next phase for
okay.
you.
Okay.
The other stuff will come next year.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Lots of light. You're welcome. Hi, 905-257. You're on Awakening.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Hi, this is Dennis, Dream Master. How are you?
Hey, Dennis. Doing great.
Good
to hear your voice.
Well, that's great. It's great to hear yours, too, as well. I just want to mention, I'm not sure if you have other callers on the line, and if you do, you know, I've heard that you make mention that you have to call in if you're doing overtime, right, so that you can get to them, right? I just wanted to mention...
Yes, thank you. Yeah.
No, sorry, go ahead. You have callers on the line?
Yeah, but not just listening. Just listening. The other ones I've gotten to, so right now there's just listeners.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to mention, because you called, you know, you triggered me. Because you said, if you just want to call in and say hi, call in and say hi. Right?
Oh, nice. So and you called in to say hi. I love it.
And I called in to say hi. Right. And,
that's great.
And I just want to mention again, because, you know, you've heard this from me before, is that we appreciate you, you taking your time to share with us, because I know you're a busy woman, right?
Oh, thank you.
No,
I
again.
Love connecting with all of you. I love it, love it, love it, love it, love it. And just that appreciation is just so touching and powerful. I so appreciate it. I just love, and when I look in the chat and people have got their own insights and wisdom, and you guys are uplifting so many people, I mean, it just touches my heart. It really does. So I appreciate that, and appreciate our connecting. Absolutely.
Well, you know, we are here for each other, right?
Oh, so true. Boy, oh boy, that is so true.
You know,
and Denise is chiming in. Yeah. Thank you all for holding the space. What you're all doing is so important, you know.
Yes, and it is noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, holding the space, you know, moving forward, those intentions. It's so important right now.
Yes, it is.
So, Dennis, great to connect.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me?
I said, no, great to connect. I'm winding out. Oh. We've got the last part of the show.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I know. I don't want to interrupt with your work, all right? That's why I was
talking.
Oh,
no, I don't feel that. No, we're just going to close out the show now. But I'm so it's great to hear your voice, the voice to the name, and thank you for calling in and saying, hey,
well, thank
I love it.
Thank you again for doing what you do, and you're really appreciated, and you're very noticed. The universe knows what you do. You know this.
Oh,
and it's just,
thank you.
Yeah.
I'll take that in.
We love you.
Love you, too. Love you, too. Love and light.
Okay.
Namaste.
We'll connect later.
Okay. Love and light to all of you, too. The universe notices. I love the way you put that, Dennis. The universe does notice. And I think that's the perfect way to complete the program today, complete the show, that you all know that you're getting the soul call. How do you answer the call? Create the space, like we did at the beginning of the program. Just do it in the morning. Do it when you start thinking of stuff. Take a couple deep breaths in. Breathe out. And extend your energy, your awareness into the subtle energy so that you're connecting in to yourself, to that universal flow, and creating that space. Well, it's been fun being here with all of you as well. Thank you so much, Dream Master Tamara, Denise, Crystal Bowls, Retina, listeners. We had Skating Angel and other guests. If I missed anybody, well, I didn't miss you in my heart. They're right there in my heart. Queen, as always, for calling in. I love it that she's at the Passport Place, which reminds me I need to get mine renewed. And what a confirmation. Queen, keep us posted what you're doing. We want to know where you're going. Tamara said it's good to get away. Have a nice little break. So all of you, I know there's a lot of email questions I didn't get to. I will, through the course of this month, I will do another whole hour and a half program. You can email me at awakeningspodcast@gmail.com with your questions, feedback, concerns, questions you want answered on air, or if you want to know about my personal work or do any telepath workshops, telepath. Maybe I'll do one on telepathy, the Soul Path Teleworkshops. Just email me, awakeningspodcast@gmail.com. All right, all of you, and new listeners, thank you so much for calling in. Melissa, Liliana, Lisa, Amy, Owen, Queen, Emma, and Dennis, all of you for calling in and all that you listen via the archives on iTunes and BTR. Big hugs to you all. All right, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and of course, awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued awakening conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.